Greetings this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to read some verses here in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, starting in verse 26. It says, "For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, nor many mighty, nor many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world, and things which are despised, hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence." As you look throughout scriptures, God has used lowly people, people that were of a low estate, for the purpose of his kingdom. You look at the 12 disciples, the scripture says, you know, they were lowly fishermen. And the Pharisees, they were high up people, but they took knowledge that they had been with Jesus. And even in the lineage of Jesus, God used, for the world to look at, it was God used foolish things. If you look at who all is in the lineage of Jesus, you know, you have Judas, one of Jacob's sons, you know, went into a harlot, Tamar, and she is in the lineage of Jesus. And you look at Ruth and Boaz. Ruth was a Gentile, but she's in the lineage of Jesus. Another place, the Rahab, the harlot in Canaan, is in the lineage of Jesus. And you look at David and Bathsheba, you know, the awful sin. And that's the lineage of Jesus. Solomon begat Rehoboam, and Rehoboam begat Abiah, and Abiah begat Asa. So it was through God promised through the lineage of David, but he used Bathsheba and Solomon. And so this morning, I just want to share with you how God used the foolish things of the world, the weak things, to confound the wise. And God still does that today. He's not going to be using many mighty men. Excuse me, but he's going to be choosing the base things of the world, the things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and the things which are not, to bring to naught the naught things that are. Why? Why does he do this? Our answer is in verse 29, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. See, God wants all the glory, and he uses the base things of the world that no flesh can look on and say, look what I've done, see what I can do. God's not going to use that attitude. He wants he's only going to use those things that bring glory to Christ and glory to his presence. So this morning, as we go about our day, let's see that we glory in the presence of Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.